Now, a nice big showbiz introduction for my guest in the studio at 11.30 today is Spencer Carter. Spencer has appeared in EastEnders, The Bill, Crossroads and London's Burning, as well as extensive stage work in Billy Elliot, Les Mis, along with working on films such as Harry Potter, Mission Impossible and Love Actually. Spencer's here to talk about acting and to sing live, plus he's going to introduce you to Tiptoe, which is a performing arts school based in South Ockendon. So we've been having a good old natter off air.
We have, yes.
Do you like this showbiz?
It's a bit Pearl and Dean.
It is, isn't it?
Love that.
We're not old enough to remember that, obviously, Pearl and
Dean. Oh, I am, sorry.
Can you remember smoking in the cinema when you were about 11?
Can you remember the organ in the cinema that came out of the front?
No, but that's something about the 1920s.
No, they used to do it in the, do you remember the State in Grays, the State Cinema in Grays?
No.
It was the Weatherspoons it turned into, but yeah, they had the organ and it came out at the front and somebody still played. I still remember that, yeah. Obviously, I'm only 25, but.
Yes, well, yeah. We are both very incredibly young and good looking.
Indeed. That's why we're on the radio.
Exactly. You've been on TV, but we're going to talk about that in a second. First of all, tell us about Tiptoe.
Okay, so Tiptoe Stage School are based in South Ockendon. They've got branches in Ockendon and also in Romford. They're a theatre school that have been established now for over 30 years. And, you know, there are lots and lots of great theatre schools about. But the school's kind of established itself over that time and built its reputation up through kind of a balance of really creative and innovative sort of performances and but also a really good solid reputation in the industry. So evidence of that is that we were invited to create and give dances for the opening and closing ceremony of the Olympics, the Paralympics, things like that, performances at the O2. A year before last, we went to Broadway in New York. We performed Disneyland Paris last year. And what the school does is it gives local performers the opportunity, regardless of age, regardless of capability or of gender, the opportunity to learn a new hobby, gain the skills if they choose to think about and consider a career beyond school age in the industry, or just as a fun learning activity, really. And the onus is on all of the training is obviously, you know, by fully qualified teachers. Yeah. That's the real key thing as well. So we've got industry professionals working within the school, within the teaching team, and children come to the school and adults come to the school as well, and they know that they're going to be enjoying themselves. So they're going to be learning something new in a disciplined way, but it's not about, you know, you need to do 20 lessons and you need to kind of, you know, be really, it's all about fun and relaxed learning kind of in a really kind of trusted and safe environment.
So did you start off, because you teach as well?
Yes, I do.
So did you start off going there from being a small child?
I didn't, because I was originally from East London, and kind of as a child I performed as sort of films and theatre work and stuff. And then I kind of met the principal of the school, Judy Barker, sort of must be 25 years ago now, and kind of she invited me along. So kind of I'd taken a break maybe in the industry, I would say, went back into it, and then just kind of joined the singing class and drama class, but then also on the stage side as well. So kind of whereas I was, you know, my skill set, if you like, was on the acting side and on the singing side, but kind of then I went in and learned kind of more performance side, really. So I built up from there. So I still attend there. So my singing teacher there is a guy called Richard Quincy, who's head of performance at London Dungeon for Merlin and for Shrek. And he works with the school. And on the performance side, we've got kind of a lady called Samantha Chitty there. She works there. She brings sort of an approach from kind of the educational basis, kind of like really disciplined. We've got Lauren Faye Cook, for example. She works as extensive choreographer in the industry on cruise ships and things like that over the years. And then we've got Eleanor there as well. Eleanor is a performer from many, many years in the West End, things like Billy Elliot as well, stuff like that. So kind of I go to the school, still attend, and I cover classes for singing when I need to. I also teach for a school in Brentwood called Sparkle, a lady called Jane Franklin. Yeah. A local school, great school, and we're kind of friends with them, and we just kind of you know, share experiences and performances and stuff. So,
and the good thing about this is, because sometimes you think when you know, if you've got a child that's interested, or maybe they lack a little bit of confidence and you want to get them to socialise and get out the house and not be on their phone,
yeah, exactly,
and do something. But you sometimes you think, well, you know, these stage schools cost incredibly, you know, people go and board there, you can't afford to do it, but that isn't the case with Tiptoe, is it?
No, not at all. You hear these horror stories. stories of schools, you know, you know, one instance we heard that they were charging for a 45-minute lesson £25 and stuff, per child, that is. It's not it's, you know... we're in Thurrock's not traditionally an affluent area anyway, so it's all about giving people the opportunity to have that qualified training and of a good quality as well, but also at a really low cost. So you come in, you make no mistake, I mean, it's an expensive hobby. If you choose to do everything and go into this as a hobby, so with things like costumes, shows, performances, commitments, money does build, it does build, the cost does build, and it is an expensive hobby. But I think the approach the school took right from the very beginning, which has been kind of proven now to have worked, is they started off with six pupils, got 150 now, very good reputation, as are lots of other schools in the area. But what they do is they provide those opportunities, and parents know that they can bring the children in. It doesn't have to be really costly compared to some others. And it kind of, and it's paying off.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed whenever I've been, I've never been on television, you'll be pleased to know, because we're talking about stuff all that. But whenever you go somewhere that's to do with TV, I did this colouring book thing in London a couple of years ago, which was like for some, they were filming it for some Marmite, something like that. I don't know what it was. Never saw myself anyway, but probably because I was rubbish. But they, we were colouring in, but everybody who's involved in film is always so nice. Anybody that's filming anything is like, you what? And I when I came out of there, I felt, I understand why people that are in the industry can get very big headed. Like if you're a superstar, why you get so big headed? Because everybody says, Michelle, that's the best picture we've had all day. I mean, really, really? Would you like a cake? I went, oh yeah, I'll have the cakes and tea. And it was it's a wonderful atmosphere to be in.
It's very addictive. It's very addictive. Yeah. You kind of, you know, you sort of, a lot of my background work has been kind of as a supporting artist, so an extra. So you're going, but then when, again, you know, you're starting to be recognised for being reliable and committed and stuff, you get more and more work. So that then leads on to smaller parts and things, you know, that led on, for example, there was a program called Dream Team years ago about a football club. I had a semi-regular part in that. But you're right, it's addictive. You go in and people will start kind of saying, oh, you know, that was really great, and kind of that side of you thinks, oh, I could really get used to this. It's kind of like an escape from real life, if you like. And then, you know, and then so that's why I think people continuously try and push themselves in the industry. And also as well, you get lots of, I think, parents that would like their children to go in the industry, and they have maybe a certain view of it that it is quite, you know, rose-tinted, when the reality is it's really, really difficult. There's, you know, 98-99% rejection for everything you do, and you could go for something for a part and you know you're absolutely perfect for that. This has happened to me, and you meet the spec that they say, and then for some reason you just don't get it. And it's hard not to think, you know, why haven't I got that? Is it down to me? And sometimes it's just not the right time, or you weren't the right fit, or they just had somebody else in mind and that was it.
And then you find out where these people live and you go around there and you make sure that you don't do that. So we wanted to talk about, I've lost her name and I'm going to look for it there, Julie Barker.
Right.
She won an award.
She did. So Julie's the principal of the school, and she a very prolific person in Thurrock, and very committed and very dedicated, I think sometimes at a cost to herself, if I'll be quite honest. But she won a civic award a couple of years ago for that. She was recognised for the borough's Community Person of the Year, for you know, just basically the effort and everything she does for the community, which was great. She was recognised at the Thurrock Civic Awards. She recently won Best Dance Teacher at the South East Essex Entertainment Awards. I don't know if you know those guys.
Lee Nell
was, shout out to Lee. So she was recognised that last year, which was great. And then the school was obviously nominated for Best Dance Act this year as well at the forthcoming awards. So, yeah, so she's been recognised for those things, which is great, because quite often, you know, it is quite a difficult job, and you do find it's quite pressurised trying to get everybody happy and deliver stuff. But it's great that she's been recognised on a wider scale,
Now, we're going to come back and we're going to hear you sing live, but you're also going to be talking about some of the shows you've been in as well, because I want to know about EastEnders.
Okay.
Mission Impossible. He was filming around here, you know.
Tom. He was.
Were you there on the
day? No, I wasn't. No, I'm not.
Did you see my eyes? I went in a different direction. Were you there on the day? I was about to have a go at you. Because he spoke to our mayor. You know that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he said, lovely. I really had a great time in Brentwood. Because I kept tweeting out going.
Yeah, he was in the country park, wasn't he? They were filming down there, yeah.
So angry. Yeah. It's like, talks to the mayor, didn't even come in. I mean, I offered him a cup of tea and everything. Weren't interested.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, we're chatting away.
Shocking.
Talking about catering vans and all sorts of things. Now, I'm joined by singer and actor and teacher Spencer Carter. Don't forget Tiptoe. We will put all the details up. If you've got a child, how old is, what are the age groups? Could I go? I'm a small child. Or have I got adults can go?
We've got, so obviously you have the babies sort of from 2 years upwards, but we have pupils. We've got a gentleman 73 who does the adult tap class. So we've got kind of like mid 70s. So the adult tap class, for example, is taught by Kaz Keeley, and a good mix of ages in that class, say up to in the mid-70s and stuff.
Brilliant.
So, nobody's turned away.
Thank you.
That's the most important thing. Nobody's turned away.
I thought you just went, nobody's turned away, except on some occasions.
And I did look directly over.
You did. He gave me the actor stare.
Timing perfect, that was.
We're talking about some of the films you've been involved in. So, you've done The Bill, EastEnders, Crossroads, London Burning. That's just a few of the things you've done. You've also done Billy Elliot, Les Mis as well. Tell us about some of the films, because you worked on Harry Potter, Mission Impossible and Love Actually. So, what's it like?
So, it's fun. It's what kind of, it's everything you think it would be. Sort of, again, mainly support. I was quite lucky in my TV work to do kind of like featured roles, but in films, it's mainly kind of supporting work and stuff like this. But it's great. I mean, you know, you go and you could be called for a whole day, for example. So I remember with Love Actually, I mean, sort of, we did the main scene at the end in the airport and things like that, but there were other scenes you were called for, and you go for the day and they actually go, it's quite frustrating at times, because they say, oh no, we're not going to use you today. That's absolutely fine, but you still get paid for it. They say, so you get fed, you get watered, and it's great. And but it's just a real buzz, and you can see, I know we were just talking about it, but you can see why people kind of get addicted to it, because it's kind of, it is exciting, it's quite high energy, it's kind of like you get into that environment and you think, I could really do this full time, you know. It's really great. So yeah, it's just, you know, you meet other people doing the same sort of thing as you. Everybody, you know, let's be honest, everybody's trying to get on, everybody's trying to get recognized. But it's great. There's normally a great camaraderie, and it's kind of, people tend to kind of really gel, and you kind of build relationships up. So you'll see somebody on one film, you may not see them for 6 or 7 months. You'll do something else, and you won't know they're going to be there, and then suddenly they'll turn up, and you kind of just build on that, really, and you continue that.
What's been the best role to date for you that you've really enjoyed?
I really enjoyed... Or can it be on stage as well? I really love theatre work. There's a fantastic theatre producer called Elaine Spires. She's based in, she's actually based in Antigua at the moment, and she's got a house in Antigua, but she's based in Essex as well. And Panto is just the best thing. It's just the best thing in Panto, because you go on, it's just, it's very disciplined and it's tough, and it is hard work, especially when you're doing 2-3 shows a day. But it's just fun, and you get everybody enjoying it. It's that time of year, really, when people just kind of get invested in the theatre. And although you need to be structured and disciplined and stick to what you're doing, you do have that flexibility of kind of some audience interaction and things like that. So for me, it's Panto, I would say. And on TV, Dream Team, which was the football programme on Sky One, I played the club solicitor on that for quite a while. That was good, because you kind of, it wasn't just kind of a drop-in kind of role for the day. You kind of built up. It was, as I say, it wasn't permanent. It was just semi-regular. So you went in, you did an episode every few weeks and stuff like that. So it kind of, it's a mix, really. It's a mix. There's not been particularly one standout. I think any opportunity that comes up, I enjoy. And you benefit from, really.
Now, you sing as well.
For my sins, yes,
so
I do.
You do. You don't just do theatre work. You actually do regular gigs as well.
Yeah, gig around local pubs, local clubs, things like that. You know, just any sort of performing opportunities that come up. Really, kind of local shows, any private functions, things like that. Yeah. So as and when you know, if an opportunity is there, I'll grab it to sing if I can. Yeah.
So what sort of stuff do you do? Is it, are you more on the jazz, or is it a mixture? Really,
it's kind of a mixture. I really like my swing stuff, which is one of the songs I'll do today. I like my swing stuff, but also jazz. Love a bit of disco, love a bit of funk, that sort of thing. Motowny, that sort of thing, really kind of, you know, it's, you look at me, you wouldn't think immediately thrash metal or grunge. I'm gonna go on you know, it's all about kind of, about kind of more kind of things that are kind of more lyrical, more kind of tuneful, I think, and more kind of like soulful, I would say.
Who would you like to duet with, if you could duet with anybody?
Apart from yourself, of course.
Obviously.
A massive fan of, do you know a lady called Julia Fordham? Massive fan of hers, a massive fan of hers. I've been to see her loads of times, and kind of really, really... just a clever songwriter, not just a performer, and not an extravagant performer in that sense. It's kind of literally just a talent on stage with a guitar, with a band, and that's amazing to see. So yeah, I'd say somebody like Julia Fulham, really, really good.
Really solid vocal as well. She doesn't oversing because she doesn't need to. Great voice.
Absolutely not. I mean, and it was a real thrill for me. I know that Lydia Lucy's are quite a regular into this station. When I did Panto a few years ago, Lydia was our fairy godmother.
Yeah.
So it was really great to sing with her as well. She's a real talent for the borough, I think. And, you know, one of the most exciting talents, I think, to come out of got reality TV for a long time.
Yeah, and hopefully she'll do well.
It's one of these things
with having people that go on and do these different shows. A lot of the singing shows, people just disappear, and it's because they kind of look after you on the show, and then you're really kind of left on your own to progress.
I thought it was quite interesting. I saw an interview once with Boy George, and he said he calls them boiling the bag artists. He said, you know, you build them up and you boil them up, and then the minute it's finished, they just discard them. And it's wrong, isn't it? Because, you know, there's a lot of talent out there. There really is.
Yeah. There is.
It's just being seen, isn't it?
Yes, but it's getting on the show. And as we were talking about that one, that Johnny Mack, because you know Johnny Mack, who was in last week and did, he was robbed. He should have got all together now. He should have done really well. But he was singing Chaz and Dave is the song he did on All Together Now. But I was saying I still moaned about it for months afterwards, and probably the next couple of years, that I didn't get to be one of the judges, and they had 60 people in reserve, and that's the bit I can't get over.
I know, that's
that
the thing.
Bit, that's you the think, bit I went, oh, shameful.
Where did I get these people from? Yeah, exactly.
They had friendly, happy people. I just wouldn't have been sat there with the hump. They probably would have had me at the very top with the light off.
But it's funny you say about reputation and stuff, because Johnny, I don't actually know, but I know of Johnny because of obviously seeing his sort of tweets and knowing people who's worked with him. So that's how the industry works. You kind of know names and you know of people kind of sometimes without actually meeting them. You just know their talent. And obviously I've seen him on telly as well. So
he's very good. We like him. He does the George Michael tribute.
Very good, apparently.
He does put a lot of work into it. Actually, I never thought he looked like George Michael until I saw him in all the gear. Oh, it sounds a bit weird now, don't I? With the Harry Potter films, what were you doing in Harry Potter? Because I love those films.
Just background work. So we just filmed a lot in Elstree and stuff like that. So kind of sort of 2 or 3 weeks worth of kind of background work at the stations, at the, you know, crowd scenes and stuff like that. So you just do what's given to you, really.
So any time you can just get a call from the agent saying, we've got this, do you want to go for it? And all that, we've got a couple of days as extra, do you want to do that?
Yeah, that's the thing. And quite often you'll get the call literally the day before to say, what are you doing tomorrow? And it's like, well, actually, I'm really busy tomorrow, or I've nothing. Why? We've got a job come up. Could you do it? So that's the way the industry works. And one thing could then lead to, I've had examples before where you get a day's filming, and then at the end of that day's filming, they say, we need to extend this by another 2 days. That's fine.
Yep.
So you have to kind of be prepared to be really flexible.
Yeah.
And that is, the plus side of that is really exciting. You never know what's going to happen. The downside of that is you think, when's the next job going to come in? You have to kind of be really flexible, as I say, to kind of be prepared to accommodate everybody's demands and kind of take on what work's given to you, really.
And did you get to meet Tom Cruise? Because our mayor obviously had a great old chat. Hi, you will. Not that I'm bitter, with Tom Cruise. Did you get to meet him because you did a bit of
work? Yeah, we went to Wetherspoons, had lunch, you know.
He's very friendly, apparently.
No, I didn't. Tom was kind of like in the background, just walking about. But
in your scene?
No, he wasn't invited.
You've got an extra now. Yeah. Get out of it.
It's like, get out, Tom. No. But funny enough, one of the ex-pupils from Tiptoe, a guy called Richard Sheen, he's a senior cameraman, and he's been on a lot of the Mission Impossibles.
Yeah.
And he was kind of allocated Tom to look after, so he's got lots of stories.
Yeah, apparently he talks to people and remembers
absolutely great guy.
Remembers everybody's name.
Apparently so. Yeah, absolutely great guy. Will remember things. Will kind of do his research before he meets you. Yeah. Apparently to know all about you. So apparently he's a hard worker and very tough.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
But you would expect that. But yeah, he's a really good guy.
Yeah. I still fancy him, though. Doesn't matter. He's a little bit, getting a bit older now, but still, he's still, whatever the magic is,
He's still got something,
and
you
know what I was thinking? Because you had the Oscars, which just happened last night, and there's been some nice awards for Gary Oldman, who's an amazing actor, absolutely love him to pieces. But I don't think Tom Cruise, it's a shame, because he's done some incredible films. I love a lot of the sci-fi he does, but he's not won an Oscar.
Has he never won one?
No, he's never won an Oscar. I don't think he has he? I don't think I think it was Gooding Jr. that won the won one of his films. He wasn't the lead; he was a supporting role. But I don't think Tom Cruise has won one.
Yeah, that was Jerry Maguire. Was it Jerry Maguire? I don't think he has one.
No, we're robbed.
Shocking.
See, now we've said nice things about you, Tom. You should come into the studio next.
Come back to Brentwood.
Come back to Brentwood. Now, if people want to find out more about you, you are on obviously on all the social media. So it's at Spencer S. Carter, and if you want to find
on Twitter,
and if you want to find out about Tiptoe, it's Tiptoe1986 on Twitter, and they've got a website as well.
They have. It's Tiptoe. Oh, I'm trying to remember the website. What is it? It's www.tiptoestageschool.com.
Lovely.
That's just been launched, but they're also on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
As am I.
Lovely. So it's Spencer S. Carter on Facebook too.
I think it's just Spencer Carter on Facebook. Actually, I'm not being a very good actor there.
Is that your stage name?
I should be absorbed by my own.
Your stage name. It's not like Dave Davis or something. Your real name.
No, that's my real name. Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, it's my real name. Yeah.
That's a real. That is a kind of a Hollywood
name. It's a proper stage name.
It is a stage name.
I never thought of that before.
Your parents must have known that you were going to be an actor.
My parents were so unlike the stage. It was unreal. Yeah, I never thought of that before.
It is. That's like you would have changed your name to Spencer Carter.
I can work with that. Love that.
Lovely. Now you're going to sing us a song. This is a song originally by Dean Martin. It's been covered by a few people. It's a great track. And tell us why you why did you pick this one out?
Because it's just old school, really. It's kind of, you can't go wrong with swing. For me, swing and jazz and those sort of things, although they're obviously, you know, some of them date back decades, but they're also timeless. They've got that massive balance of being kind of very kind of retro, but also timeless as well. And I just think you can't go wrong with a bit of swing.
Excellent. Here is Spencer Carter, and this is... Ain't That a Kick?
In the Head.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? Like the fella said, quick, ain't that a kick in the head? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She tells me we're gonna wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. Oh, I couldn't be any happier, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, oh, ain't love a kick? Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Run away. Hey, you can go back to that. That's all right. You can go to that one. Which one are you on? You're that one.
Should I go stay on this one?
You can stay on that one.
I'll stay on this.
That was brilliant. That was lovely. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
To have you in the studio. And as I said, if you want to find out more, it's at Spencer S. Carter, and you'll find him on Twitter. Also, Tiptoes 1986 on Twitter, and they've actually got a website as well. So if you've got young kids that you want to get into being involved in acting,
Can I just do a couple of... so we've got
20 seconds.
So we've got the annual Tiptoe Show at Towngate Theatre, 7th and 8th of April, called Move Your Feet. Tickets now on sale at Towngate Theatre in Basildon. And thank you to S&J Build and Hire for their kind sponsorship, and also John Sear Estate Agents as well.
Okay, and can you do a quick couple of hellos to people that you need to?
Hello to everyone at Tiptoe. Hello to Eleanor, to Elliot, to Julie, to all the teaching team, and to everyone that knows me.
Lovely. Thank you very much, and I'm glad we finally got you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.